Blog Talk Radio.
Bonnie Albers on air, and I am the hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. But I don't know, they've got me screaming when I first start the show. So everyone, I am so happy to be here with you today. You are listening, I'm going to repeat it, to Bonnie Albers on air, if you do not know. And I am, maybe it's the hostess with the mostest I have to drop. The hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. Anyway, I do want to give you some updates before I bring our fabulous, awesome, and wonderful house guest that is with me every Wednesday, who makes me just want to laugh and have glitters because he is so wonderful. So before I introduce him to you, I just want to give you some updates on the show. So, you know, I started the show in the summer, was going to wait until September, but I have some great guests coming on. And the one thing that's new, OMG, it's like, really, I'm doing this, is I am going to start Bonnie Albers on air at night. So that it's going to be Bonnie Albers on air at night. So I'm going to do two shows. It's going to be on Saturday night from 7 to 9, and it'll be two a month, I'm hoping. I'm going to start with August, and August will start the first one. I think it's Saturday night. Is it August 10th or August 11th? Look on my calendar, but I believe it's August 10th. So go check my shows out. You'll see who's coming, and Bonnie Albers at night will be born. I know that our guest today is thinking about it because it's very late over the pond for him. But I'm going to tell you, I'm excited. I feel it's going to reach a lot of people, and I am so excited. It's taken me a long time to do a night show, although I used to do a few when I first started it on the air. But I'm like, what? I'm doing this? So if you can join me on August 10th, it's my first show. In fact, it's a friend of Jerry's who's going to be on it. His name is Grant Collier. He is a psychic medium. He's a medium, and he will be bringing through all the spirits for you. So please join me again August 10th if I don't get a chance to keep announcing it. Saturday night with me at 7 o'clock. I'm so excited, 7 o'clock p.m. Also, I want to announce that we are bringing in some other guests, especially from our magazine. Jerry, who I'm going to introduce in just a second. Jerry, give me a second. Is the CEO of the magazine, Psychic Insight Mag, and it is a free metaphysical magazine. It's one of the best of the best because he brings in the best people. Of course, that's me. And I am revisiting all those people that write for that magazine will be coming on the show. So please, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my house guest. He's from right over the pond. He's a psychic, medium, intuitive, Reiki master, teacher, healer, he's a psychotherapist. He's a hypnotherapist. He's got every gift you can rock, shake, and use, and he is with me every Wednesday, and hopefully will come at night also. Please welcome Jerry Humphreys to the house. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
What do you think? You believe I'm going to do a night show?
Oh, I should be fast asleep. It's way past my bedtime.
Well, I think maybe one, or I feel like one, maybe one of the nights in a month you could stay up and actually rock our world. So hopefully
brilliant idea, though. No, you ought to do more of them. Really good idea.
Well, you know, you say that, but then again, you know, it takes a lot for me to do a night show, too. No, I mean, you know, I always felt, Jerry, that I was going to, before we actually get into these things that we have here and some activity in the sky, I always felt that I was going to do this show from 12 at night to 6 in the morning, coast to coast. I felt that I was going to be his, you know, his, I don't ever think anybody's competition, but I always felt like I needed to do a show, you know, that was that big and expansive. But that kind of didn't come out because that's a weird time for everyone. And no offense to, I think his last name was Bell, who created the show. I just am not an insomniac. So I do want to try 7 to 9 and see how that works out. But oh my God, I'm so excited, Jerry. The problem is I get so excited, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep that night. It'll take me 5 hours to unwind.
Oh, blimey. Oh dear. Watch out, everybody.
And I want you to come with me, so you won't get any sleep either. But what I do want to do is introduce you properly. So could you please tell everybody how to find you? Jerry does do this for a living. I mean, he is an amazing man. And he's an amazing human. on this earth plane, because he's probably a whole lot of non-human elsewhere. But he is fabulous. He rocks gifts that all of us need. And I do want everyone to go to his website, find him, look at what he does, because I can't go into it in 2 minutes. He does so many wonderful, fabulous things. We use a lot on our show, but there are other gifts that Jerry brings along with him, but we tend not to show too much because it's just not a radio thing. So you need to go to his website, take a look at what he might offer you, and he's, I'm telling you, he'll rock your world. So Jerry, can you tell them, I posted it in chat and also on this show's page for today. Can you tell people how to find you?
Yeah, sure. My website is senseofknowing.co.uk. You can find me on all the usual social media outlets, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Just type in jerry.psychic, and it'll take you to information about me. The best way, if you want to know anything more, is go through the website. I've put a lot of information on there. And if you want to get in touch, there is a form on the contact page. Just fill that in and it'll whiz its way over to me. And we can have a look at whether you want to investigate more about your own psychic development, Reiki, etc., etc. Just fill in the form on the contact page. Simple.
Well, I love it. And the whiz your way over there, I also love, because that just reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. And you know what? You remind me of the wizard, because you will tell lead people how to get home. And you know, home is spirit. So I love that, Jer. What a great analogy. But I and you know, the other thing is that I want to tell everybody, because it's so amazing to me, and Jerry's so amazing in everything that he rocks, but he also helps with pet communication. Pet communication is a big plus, because, you know, if he can talk to your pets, he also does pet psychic and pet communication. They are two different things. And so he does help find missing pets. He needs special things for that. So you could, you know, see Jerry's website for that too. But he helped me so much with my pet when Chili was alive. That I was so concerned with. So, you know, a lot of people, they'll complain about their pet isn't doing this, isn't doing that, why is the pet act like this and pet act like that? And it's your very family. Find out. And Jerry is great at doing that. Sometimes we can feel it, but we just need some confirmation. So everyone besides humans, space men, probably space rocks and crystals, Jerry does pets, animals, and he's amazing at them. His guides are with him. He has a pet in spirit, and you can't even, there's nobody that could compare to Jerry. So please look him up. And if you have any pet questions, you're more than welcome to call and ask. But if it's finding a pet, he is actually going to need that pet picture, and you'll have to find that stuff out on his webpage. But Jerry, do you know that today is the end of Mercury retrograde?
And about time too, is all I can say. It's been causing absolute mayhem and havoc everywhere, and with me as well, because my computer went bang and decided to turn itself inside out, which was not healthy. So yeah, it's been a very interesting period, because although we have general things that we associate with the retrograde of Mercury, a lot of people have actually been looking at work and more material things this time through. I don't know what you found in your readings, Bonnie, but I found a lot of people have been more focused on career rather than the usual emotional things that we generally experience at this time.
Well, I will tell you that one of the reasons might be we have a new moon forming also in Leo. I did have our astrology guru who was going to come and give us a little piece of that. He still might at the end, but he couldn't make it And so I will tell you, the new moon in Leo, Leo is about a strong and strength. It's a male energy. So, you know, work would be, and finances would be more in that fire realm. Although passion can be there. Passion was more with the cups, which is Cancer. Now you've got Leo coming in. But I'll tell you what, Jerry, it was crazy. I thought this retrograde was never going to end. And it wasn't so much about what happened to me as electronics, but it's weird because I wonder how a new electronic, like your computer blew, my phone stopped working. It was a new phone and I didn't buy it in the retrograde, but I had to go take it and it's still giving me glitches. And airplane tickets were glitches and all kinds of stuff. And you know that's because of Mercury and that. But I'll tell you, when it ends tonight at 11:57 or 8, something like that, 2 minutes before it actually turns to August 1st. And I just, like, can't wait. It does take a while for it to, you know, to wake up and come on back full. But, man, wake up and come back full because I'm done with you retrograde. What do you think?
Same thing. So, yeah, I said I can totally relate to what's been going on. You know, and again, a lot of people that I've spoken to, although, as I said, their prime thing has been looking at the material aspects around them. I mean, they have focused on the emotional things as well. Like you, the electronic side has just been absolutely weird, you know, and it's just so... I mean, I we always say that, well, because Mercury is the planet of communication, it rules all forms of communication, whether they are human or not. It has been just a really odd 3 or 4 weeks, because we always pick up the shadow of Mercury as it goes into its retrograde phase, and then we come into the shadow as it's going out. But it's just been, it's been really disruptive this time round, and I, for one, am really glad that it's on the wane, thank goodness. And as you said, stepping in through the new moon cycle, which will bring renewals, it'll bring some fresh energy, and with the power of August around the corner now, which is, in Native American terms, it's the month of the otter, which is, I won't go into it in depth, but it connects more with female energy than male in August. But it's a playful month. It should be a more light, fun sort of cycle for the next 3 to 4 weeks, thank goodness. Let's hope we have the weather, or particularly here, to go with it, so that we can all have a bit of downtime.
Well, what do you have? You know, you didn't have to go into it shallowly because, well, because, you know, we always say, you know, girls, they're lighthearted anyway, and so some of them are shallow and some aren't. I love the otter. Otters are so cute, and they are playful, and I just love that that's the energy coming into August. And especially, you know, it's kind of for us here, we start school back. Either sometime mid-August, and you don't, I know, North doesn't, but, you know, we start school back, so there's all kinds of playful energy going. I live in the community of playfulness. I live in the place probably is voted number one in people taking their vacations here, and there's always anticipation in the air in August of that last hurrah about summer, although summer goes through to, I think, September, doesn't it? Yeah, all the way through September. But it seems like by the end of August, everybody's settling down, waiting for fall to start. So I love that you're telling me we're going to have some playful energy in August. Let's hope they're not playing with our computers anymore.
It's very much about connecting also with the fun female energy that we all have, because it represents balance. It just is in general is about family strengths, family unities, it's about approaching the life in a bit of a more graceful way. It says remind yourself that it's okay to be playful and inquisitive at the same time. So it's very much a period where you can start to look at the finer qualities of life, but I say tapping into that female energy. So it's always look at if things around you are getting a bit too serious, just remind yourself that it's okay to sometimes to be childlike or playful like the child. It may be that you need to quit an addiction, particularly to worrying. It also tells us to look at what we hang on to materially and whether there's anything else that perhaps we need to let go of, a little bit like the energy of the badger. And it also says, have you given yourself a gift recently? Have you received any messages in your meditations? So very much about the female connection, both with the female power or woman medicine, and the female energy that we can all connect into. So very joyful month, hopefully, yes, as you say, and no more electronic woes to befall us.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you the card I pulled, but I've got to also tell you, I did give myself a gift. Remember, it was my birthday. I gave myself a gift. I love it so much. I gave myself a Coach pocketbook, but it was really cute because it's black with little tiny white butterflies all over it. And I've never seen anything like it. And all my colors are black and white. So I wear a lot of black and I sprinkle little colors involved. So, but isn't that crazy that, you know, that it had little white butterflies on it? So I was wondering, Jerry, since you do all of that, what would the butterflies represent in the present I gave myself for my birthday?
Can represent change, as in transformation. It can represent the need to be a little bit more creative in outlook. It can denote completion, as in completing of an idea or a project or projects that might be around you. It can also connect with revisiting an old idea or project that you shelved some time ago, because this would be a good time to bring it to its conclusion. It's Power Month this September, but it reminds you also just to it's about evolving as the cocoon will evolve into the butterfly. So it's about evolving, but it's also very much about intuition, having not just clarity of thought, but clarity of insight. So again, this is all very related to more to do with September rather than August. But it'll be, if you're carrying that around with you, it will be a reminder that you should now be you're very inspirational as it is, but you now need to tap into that even more, but also take a note of how you feel, for example, on a physical level. Are you drawn to wearing any particular colours? Well, you just said you are, but any other colours that are out of the norm for you? Because these could be representative of an energy that you also need to tap into. So, yeah, interesting little animal is the butterfly.
Yeah, I just love it. And I got to tell you, that's so funny you said that, and then I'm going to go into my card and our subject. But, I was really toying with getting back. I've been talking to it for probably 2 years now. I have a YouTube channel, and I haven't done nothing with it, Jerry. And I really have looked to get back into doing a YouTube channel. You can have a live conversation there. You can, I will be putting out videos, vids, maybe, you know, I've been toying with getting back into it. It's getting stronger and stronger. So September will be a great month for me to do that. That's what I think or feel I'm going to revisit. Now, before I actually get to the phone line, I do want to say that I pulled a card. You know, I'm all about flowers and love, and oh my gosh, I don't know what flower can live in Florida anymore because it's 107 degrees. It seems like when the flowers come out, they droop, and I don't like that. So I prefer fake flowers so that I don't have to see them die, which is really crazy. But if anybody wants a little tip from me or about me, is that I love and rock the flowers, but I don't like to see them die. My sister buys me a bouquet of wildflowers for my birthday. Love wildflowers, and they last about 10 or 11 days, and it makes me crazy when I have to get rid of them. So if you see what I love, and I don't have any in the house, but I do have some in the bedroom. I do really beautiful fake flowers that look alive or flower pictures because I can't take when things die around me. So if y'all, that's a little tidbit if anybody wants to know about me. But this, not that anybody does, but if you do, that was something I completely don't tell most people. Anyway, the card that I pulled for the show is the African violet. I mean, oh my goodness. This is the prettiest purple I've ever seen. And you know, purple always is associated with the crown chakra, which is all about where spirit comes in. But this is a beautiful, pure, wonderful purple. And it's not dark purple, and it's not light purple. It's that middle of the road purple that when you see it, it takes your breath away. And it says, cleanse your energy. When you release negativity, the answer to your question shines through. So I know there are people out there that will be listening to the show. There are people out there that are on their computers listening. And people who are here with us today, you got to cleanse your energy. And I know, Jerry, we talked about this like for the last two shows, Jerry. It's really crazy. But I do want, because I pulled this card and feel so strongly before we actually get to the phone, I do want you to give a couple reasons why we need to cleanse our energy. I guess this is what's being brought to the forefront now. For everyone, because I feel like energy has been wonky and people will tell you that, especially with the Mercury retrograde and its disillusion today or whatever the word is actually, and I'm not able to, usually I can say it, dissolution, disillusion, whatever that word is, to cleanse their energy, to clear, and maybe that's what it is. I can't say the words, and I've got to cleanse my throat chakra, but it's about clearing and cleansing, and it's about bringing back the positive energy that we all want to emanate into this world. I was reminded, Jerry, and then I'll ask you, that when you bring negative thoughts in, and it does, you know, we don't even think about our thoughts sometimes. And you say negative things like, oh, I don't like this, or this is not terrible, or hey, she's not wearing something cute, or did you see that person? You're actually bringing some negative thought patterns to you, some energies that you might be responsible for, not just that you're picking up from others. So, Jerry, what do you feel about that statement? And if you do, what can people do on a very quick basis to cleanse your energy? Is there a difference between cleansing and clearing?
No.
Okay.
It's the same, really. I mean, the thing is that, you know, we're all human beings. That's the bottom line, sadly. And you know, we absorb things. We absorb other people's energies through. And that could be through the spoken word, or it could be all sorts of different ways. And, you know, with the world it being such a smaller place these days because of how we can communicate across countries now at the flick of a switch and it's instant, you know, we can absorb energies from around the world, let alone from our own doorstep. So that means that the original theory of the 6 degrees of separation is now down to probably about half a degree, if at all. Is it necessary to cleanse and clear? It depends, because most people go along in their daily life and not even either perhaps understand, appreciate, or recognize that, you know, this is what's happening. I would say it's more relevant for people who do the work that we do, or any metaphysical work for that matter, particularly when you're interacting with your clients, because, again, you will absorb what they are, or what you're helping them to release in whatever way, shape, or form. So cleansing and clearing for people who work in the metaphysical realm, yes, I would say is absolutely key, and it's something that needs to be done on a regular basis. As for most others, it depends on what you feel, you know, but it certainly wouldn't do you any harm. And we mentioned this on your show last week, that if you want to know more about how there are some very easy and simple techniques, then get in touch and we can tell you more.
Absolutely. And I just want to bring one aspect up before I want to bring up another subject. I am going to go to the phone line, though, before we do it. There are people who are empathic, and they don't know they're empathic. I run into this all the time with people I talk to that are friends or friends of friends, and I look at them and I feel like, how come you don't know you're empathic and you're picking up other energies and giving out energies? So there's also that aspect, and you can't really tell them to cleanse because they're not listening, but there are people who walk around, they're very empathic, they're like a sponge. They don't know why they are feeling the way they are. So if I come across someone like that, I usually try to explain, you know, hey, maybe, you know, you might be feeling, you know, negative and have no energy, but let me tell you what you can do. Just see a rainbow above your head. Everyone loves rainbows. So I do that too, Jerry, because I feel like there's people that do walk around and don't know, you know, what is going on with their energy level either. So I do want to start a conversation. Oh, my board just crashed. So I'm going to start this conversation until it gets back on. But what I want to do, I'm so drawn, Jerry, to Akashic Records. And you know that because that's something I do want to pick up with you. But and you're so good at picking them up also. I would like to have you tell everybody, what is Akashic Records? Why is it important to us? And how can we access it? And we know that, you know, that it's important. It's a key to what why we're here, actually, and what we've done before. But what's your explanation as to why people look into, are fascinated, and want to know more about their Akashic Records?
It's your book of life in a nutshell. And for those who are able to access the Hall of Akashic Records, there is a very set process, as I understand it and as I teach it, that we have to go through in order to be able to not only access the Hall of Akashic Records, but also somebody's personal book. It gives us an insight. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Sometimes into.
We heard that.
Where a person is going, where a person is in the present. What perhaps is there something that's stored in their some people call it a soul contract, Akashic record that they might need to draw on or look back on at some point. It's not something that everybody can do, though, and that I'm going to stress right from the get-go. As I said, there is a set process. In order to do it properly, there is only one method that I know that is actually really gets you to be able, if you're in the right space, in other words, if you have that spiritual connection, then you can sometimes, if it's, again, if it's meant to visit the Hall of Akashic Records, you have to have permission from the archivists before you can go in, and you have to wait for the archivists to leave before you can go in. And if they have left a book open for you, it'll be quite obvious where the book is. And then you can read from the book, whoever that is connected to. And I do get asked, I mean, today, for example, I was speaking with a lovely lady about, we were talking about other things in her reading. But she suddenly said, well, I feel that I have a spiritual gift. And immediately I was taken, because, you know, we can trip or time trip into it quite quickly, into the Akashic Record Hall. Her book was open, and there were some insights and guidance there for her, which go back into a previous life, not just this current Earth life. So it was able to help her see where her next step was to go on her own spiritual journey. So you see, in that instance, it proved to be very, I suppose, important that she heard what was written in that book. And it's not just about, it wasn't about this Earth life, it was a past life.
Wow, I love that. You know, that's what you and I are going to do. I mean, I got to tell you, those archivists, they are going to love when I come in. Well, I won't see them, but they're going to, instead of one book, they're probably going to put a billion books there for me. And I can't wait. It's something at the end of the show, we'll tell everybody how to get a hold of you in case they would want to open or go to their Akashic Records. I think it's so fascinating. I feel, Jerry, that it's something everyone should, that is interested, should take a trip to. Have you ever had, and then I'm going to pick up 330, so 330, just stay on for 1 second, and then we can continue this conversation. But have you ever had somebody come to you, and when you walked into the hall, there was no book open?
Yes, I have.
Wow, what does that mean?
It means there's nothing there that they needed to have access to. It's not... I need to stress this as well, first of all. Firstly, not everybody can do this. It is not something that is open to everybody. Generally, you have to have that mediumship connection, that you have to be then able to go through the process. There's a particular breathing technique you have to use before you start. There is a process you have to go through whilst you're getting there. And it could just be that there was nothing, no book open or nothing to be seen, because that wasn't how the message was to be given to that person, if that makes sense. You know, it's not like you can just walk into a library and choose a book. That's not how it works.
I am so excited. I feel like this subject is so fascinating. I know we didn't plan to get into it totally today, but I am going to delve very deeply into what an Akashic Record is, why is it created, and why, again, do we take great care, or the archivist, to keep them so pristine. I have 330 on, though, so before we actually continue the conversation, I am going to pick you up. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Ah, oh, my gosh. Brenda, you finally got on. I know you've been asking me when Jerry's coming. And I'm so excited for many reasons. And I don't want to have to tell you, because I have to go to TT and I'm going to leave you on with Jerry. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, this is Brenda. And you guys go at it. But, you know, also you got to, you know, you just went through a few things. So I'm going to leave you with Jerry while I just excuse myself. Jerry, you have Brenda on. And Brenda is amazing.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. How are you? It's been a long time since I talked to you. Well, you
it
know who I am, right?
It has been a while, yes. Of course I do.
Okay, all right. I was just kind of listening to the tail end of that. I just wanted to, like, interject here. Years ago, I had a dream, and it was about somebody that I didn't know, but it was about somebody that my girlfriend knew. And they placed me in front of this great big book. It was this huge book, and I was looking at her page in this book, and I dreamed everything. It was like, I don't know if it was a dream, but you know how that stuff goes. I dreamed like what was going on in her life, but I didn't know her. So I told my girlfriend, I said, you know, I had this dream. I was in front of this big book, and I dreamed all this stuff. And she goes, oh, wait a minute, you have to talk to her. Well, everything that I saw in the book and dreamed was exactly what was going on in her life at that time.
Yeah, that was your reading from her Akashic Record book.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I always thought that, but I just, you know, hearing you talk there, I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
you know, but obviously there had to be a real strong reason as to why you were allowed to read it in the first place, because obviously she needed some sort of guidance or some assistance somewhere to help set her on a
back.
Proper path or whatever. So it's not something that, as I've been saying to Bonnie, it's not something we can just go and dip into. There has to be a real reason, the right intention, why, and it's a huge deal to be able to read from somebody's records like that, and it has to be treated with the respect that it deserves.
Well, it was so, and honestly, I've tried since to do that for people, and I've not been able to see. But in that moment, she really needed to hear that. I mean, that woman was going through, was going to hell and back in her life, and she needed to hear what I saw there, you know. So I thought that was always a kind of a neat thing. It's always stuck with me. You know, it's kind of those things where you talk about visitations versus dreams. That was kind of that way for me. That was more of like a real thing that I was going through and not really a dream, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you weren't dreaming. You actually astral traveled to the hall of Akashic Records, and you were able then to stand in front of the book, which is really, as you say, it was extremely interesting that you were able to do that. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Well, what I wanted to ask you was, I don't know if you...
Hey, can I just say something? Before you
answer
that question, I've got to tell you, I'm going to make Jerry teach me a class. I'm going to do a class. You know, I didn't bring this up for everybody yet, but I am at the end. Because he does all those classes, I am going to make him teach me Akashic Records. So if anybody would like to join that class, I'm sure Jerry would love to teach it. So I am speaking for him. But if you want to, you know, you always like taking courses and classes, but I'm really hoping to do that.
Yeah, I just did a healing class on Saturday. So yeah, I'm always. You know, I don't always take a lot of classes, but when they come up and they're interesting to me, I certainly would. Yes, absolutely.
I've never had a teacher like Jerry before. I go into his group. It's not that I'm there even learning, and I go right into unbelievable feeling streams, and that's why I've got to do this. Even though I don't, you know, there's some things I do need and some things I don't, refreshers and pieces that are missing, but I will tell you, the one time I went into Jerry's group, honest to God, you know how I'm ADD, and he told me he started to talk in the group, and I was afraid, because I was home by myself, that I was slipping into what was it, Jerry, that I thought I was slipping into? My words aren't coming today. A trance, that's it. And that I was going to start talking, and I couldn't let that happen. And I had to fight that off, Brenda, so hard. And I've never felt like that before. So I knew that I have to do something with Jerry, and I'm going to, you know, it's going to be advanced. So if you want to do it with me, or you willing, or anybody that I'm is hearing this, just let Jerry know. Just stick a note to him. Okay, now you can ask Jerry whatever he wants. Whatever you want.
Well, my question actually was about my doggy that just passed. I lost another one, the second one, in about the last 4 months. This one was my husky, Akira, and I had a really, really cool experience with Marshy when she passed, and I have not had that yet with her. I did see her standing in my dining room, so I know she's okay, but I have not really had that much of a connection with her since she passed. So I'm sure she's resting because she went through a rough time for the last 6 days of her life. But I just wondered what you thought on that.
In order to do a proper communication for you, if that's what you were wanting, I would need to do that away from here, because I'd need a photograph and 30 minutes of your time, because animal communication takes half an hour. However, the general rule of thumb is, in my experience, that just after a soul passes back into the realms of spirit again, it can connect with us in our time, in quotes, quite clearly and strongly, if you like, for around about the first week or so. Then that soul, this is purely in my experience and opinion, that soul then goes for its own healing in the halls of healing. And that, in our time, can take around about 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a bit longer. And then that soul, if we are making the connection, will come back with the same amount of strength, but then longevity of. So I would say that... I feel that the passing of your second doggy actually hit you harder than the first, and it was because of your emotional upset, obviously, and other things that I feel were happening around you at the time, that perhaps your awareness wasn't quite as dialed in as it would be usually. So it depends on when this event happened, as to when you might feel that you got the strength of connection back again.
Boy, you know, you're spot on, because I have been, that was some of a little bit of guilt, I guess, because I kind of waited. She had an incident like a few weeks before where she went 3 days and didn't eat. And then on the fourth day, boy, she popped up, started eating, acted like her normal self. And I was kind of waiting to see if she would do that again. And I was so busy because I was working so much that I probably let her go a day longer than I should have, because I let her go that fourth day. And so there was a little bit of guilt there too, but you're right. I was really, really, really super busy, and you know, when we finally got her there, it was, you know, that it was. We kept her a few days longer than we should, actually, because we thought we could work with her. She responded really well to the Reiki I did for her and to the other healing stuff I was doing. She responded, but I just think she was tired. She had so much going on. She had a big tumor in her stomach and just had a lot going on, so. But yes, I will, and I think you're right about it. I know you're right about that. Is I wasn't in the same frame of mind I was with Marshy. Marshy was 17, so I was expecting that. So maybe I was preparing myself a little bit more psychically for that. But this one, not so much. So, but you're right. I did take this one harder, and I still am. This one's tough. She was only 7, so it was tough. But
I can understand that, and you have to also just bear in mind that she was probably hanging on for you as much as you were trying to hang on, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
You know, you've really got to. But I feel at the moment it's just allow the energies around you to settle, and then if you feel that an animal communication would be of benefit, then just get in touch and we can set one up.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
Should.
That sounds good.
You should, Brenda, because I'm telling you, Chili was gone, what, a year and a half? Maybe, I don't even know how long she's gone. Because time for me with her is just not, you know, I feel like it was right around the corner. And to tell you the truth, there are a lot of things, especially you need to know. So it'll be a great thing for you.
Yeah, I know. It was really, because I talked to you after Marshy passed, and that was very, I was relieved. You know, I walked away from that very relieved. So, but
yeah.
I do have something else here for you, Jerry. This was a biggie. My jobs. I say this on the end of that because I have many. Am I going to, should I be doing the jobs or working with my gift more and doing more readings?
Oh, well, you've answered the question.
Yeah, really.
I don't need to. Why did you don't need a psychic to answer that?
I'm looking for the best time to quit, and I'm hanging on. It's like my daughter said to me one time. She goes, Mom, and it is the words of wisdom, Mom, you're hanging on to something that worked for you 17 years ago, and it no longer works in your life. And
right,
that's
so why are you hanging on to it then?
What's that?
Why are you hanging on to it then?
I am 17 years. I don't know. It's been 17 years I've worked for this company, and it's hard. And I just took on another project with them. So I'm working two projects and trying to keep my head above water. And that's why when you said there was a lot going on in my life, there was a lot going on in my life when Akira passed. So that's it. So, okay. What's the time
frame? Well, the answer is simple. Stop thinking about it, because when the timing is right, the signal that will come to you will be so instantly recognizable that you just will have to go, ah, okay, call it your own light bulb moment, epiphany, whatever you would like to label it as. You'll just know. What I feel at the moment is that the reason why you have taken on this second project is because then you have even less time to stop and think about other things than you would normally have. So in a way, I would call that a little bit of distraction therapy. So it's okay, go with it. It not only provides the income, which is nice, but then again, it is, I feel, slightly deflecting you away from other work that you should be doing. But maybe you're just not ready yet. But it's a shame, because there is a gift there that you've only possibly even just tapped into by about 10%. And the other is just sitting there waiting for you to utilize and to work with. But, hey, that's up to you. That is, as I said again to somebody else today, it's like, well, you keep getting the little signals that says, look, come along, you need to jump in the deep end and worry about it afterwards. I said, but hey, that's entirely up to you. That's your choice. That's will be done when it's meant to be done. So it'll be done, Brenda, when it's meant to be done.
Okay. You know, those are the same words my mom used to me today. This is your choice, Brenda. This is what you chose. You know, you don't
yeah,
need to
exactly.
do this. This is your choice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You know, you passed over something, and I always pass over something until I hear it so clearly with other people. Then when it comes to me, I gloss over this. Well, what don't you want to know what the gift is that, you know, you're only picking up 10% of or using 10% of? Don't you want to explore that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know.
Do you know what it is?
Do you, Jerry? Or is it just not etched in stone yet?
Oh, it's been etched in stone since the year dot, but it's not my place to tell you.
Oh, okay.
It's not, because hang on. It's got to come from within you. You know what it is. You know where you should be going and what you should be doing, because you've already, I mean, you've had a sort of a sneak peek through a crack in the door that you've just looked through and gone, oh, okay, all right. Oh, I'll step back from that. That looks a bit like that could be, oh, yeah, it's a bit heavy. You know what it is.
Oh, I know.
So I was, you know, so it's, but it's not for any one person to say what it is. It's got to come from within you. Otherwise, it doesn't have a meaning. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
I guess that's
okay,
kind of why I didn't ask, because I felt like something like that. I felt like it's going to come when it's going to come.
But you already have it, Brenda. You already have it. You're just not using it.
So when I give it the power then, correct?
It's when you give it permission.
Permission.
The key,
okay.
The key is permission. If you don't give spirit permission to step in, then they ain't going to step in. It's about having, it's about giving them permission, and then just watch what happens, basically.
Okay.
Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride.
You know, I think it's what you love, Brenda, that you put off, and I don't know why. But
it
know,
is
I,
what I like. It's
yeah.
My comfort zone. It's where I'm comfortable. It's what I love. My work in this field is what I love. I don't love the other stuff. It's just a paycheck, you know.
Well, I'm
and
talking
not a
about
very,
your
and
gift.
Not a very big one either, because I make more money, you know, the other way. But
no,
well,
see, I find that interesting, because Brenda, you heard something completely different to what Bonnie was
yeah.
saying.
Yeah,
so your brain processed it a completely different way, which says, "Well, hang on a minute, you need to hear what's being said, not listen." And yes, it was really. I was really sitting here smiling, because Bonnie said one thing, and you listened to something completely different. It's
okay, what did you
say?
No, right, you got to go back and listen to the archives, and you'll hear
You have got to be in the present, my lovely, because that is why you time trips and listen to something completely different.
Yeah, she did. And guess what? I pulled a card for you, Brenda, when Jerry is talking, and it's exactly that. It's the Six of Cups. It's what you love to do, but it's in the back. It's something you've done before, which is really interesting. It's a love of what, you know, cups and runneth over. It's Six about giving, you know, it's about, people say that card is about past love, but it's also about something you love to do that you're not bringing forward, okay, from the past. So I already know what it is, but Jerry wants you to come up with it. So I know you know. Brenda, you're so good. You're so good at everything. You know. You just have to, like he said, you just have to bring it forward. And once you do, oh, my God, money? Are you kidding? Money is going to be nothing for you, because because so many people, you know, will love what you're bringing through. So don't be scared of it. Don't be, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm not going there anymore. It's something you love, Brenda. So I'm going to, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. I'm not going to give you any more clues, because Jerry's going to hit me. I can feel it. Okay. Well, I can, is there any parting words, Jerry, that you want to, but you know what, Brenda, if there's more questions to ask, go ahead. I said you had plenty of time. How about your family?
Well,
I mean, I know.
What were you going to say?
I know that you are always worried about your daughters. So, you know, if there's any question that you want, because you never do get very much access to Jerry. So,
yeah. What about my daughter in California? What she is looking for work, and she hasn't been able to find any.
What's her name and date of birth, please?
Sarah Brand, and her date of birth is 3/9/92.
She's a year older than Arthur.
Okay. This may sound a little bit harsh, but I wasn't feeling convinced that she was looking all that intently.
You got that right.
The first thing that I would say is that she won't find anything until she starts to look properly. I feel that she's looked at opportunities that she knew before she even went any further, they just weren't going to be suitable, fit, or whatever. So that was a done deal before she even when she started looking. I feel that she also needs actually to broaden her horizons a little bit. Would I be right in saying that she's actually quite fussy, as in picky, choosy?
Yeah. I you would say that. Mm-hmm.
Well, in a way, yes.
Yeah, she is.
But I also get the feeling that the for her, you see, this, I don't know how long she's been there for, but they're taking me back to the month of May, which is when I feel that there was something either missed or overlooked. So where is she at the moment? She is on a path of finding more out about herself, coming more out into the open with a feeling of being grounded and actually ready to do something that may just take her slightly out of her comfort zone. Is there work opportunity around her? It depends on really on how intent she is on finding something. The first thing I'm hearing is that one role that comes up, she might only see it as temporary, but she ought to take it anyway. Because, and that's coming through in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then there is something which really, I feel, fires her enthusiasm a bit later on. So there's a temporary role initially, then there's a big opportunity coming up. But I feel that, unfortunately, that might be delayed until around November.
Okay. And is that going to be in California? Because she's thinking about leaving there.
The only reason she's leaving is because she felt that possibly being there was going to give her a lot more than it has. And she hasn't given it enough time yet or been open enough with the energy of her environment. So if she moves, it's only going to delay things further.
Okay. All right. And then my other daughter in Disney, she works at Disney World, and she's doing well. I just wonder how she's, you know, what you get on her. She seems to be doing well. She met a new guy. She's got a new boyfriend.
She seems, that even without asking her name or date of birth, the first thing I'm picking up is, yeah, she seems to be quite settled. The work that she does seems to be rewarding enough at the moment. I'm sure she's going to want to expand even further and do something more within her field or whatever work she does do for the organization. The guy that's around her at the moment, yeah, I get a nice connection there as well.
Good.
And it's what she needed at the time. You know, she needed that other person to step into her life on that one-to-one basis that was also going to give her that feeling of being a little bit more special. So, yes, she should enjoy that because it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Thank you. And then my son, Alex, has Asperger's. And he's not working or anything right now. What do you see on him?
Without wishing to comment on health, but the Asperger's spectrum is quite wide, as you well know, so it depends on where on the spectrum he sits.
He's on the high end. He's very intelligent, you
right.
know.
Okay,
very articulate,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my guides are telling me October. There's a relevance to October for him. A completion that brings something, a reward that he's been working hard to attain. Reward for his patience is also around for him in October. And although the information that you've given me, I can understand its relevance, but I also need to say that they're showing me books. They're putting books in front of him. These could be books that he needs to study from, something that he's just going to be absorbed in. A lot coming up around him, and October is one of his really strong months.
Awesome.
I love that. But you know, can I ask a question about Brenda, and then we can go into a discussion? But Brenda has come to Florida, I can't tell you how many times, Jerry, and every time she comes, I'm gone. We have yet the twain to meet. Do you feel like we are ever going to see face to face? You know, Brenda has been, I've known Brenda just like you, and you, I know, don't come to Florida, but Brenda has. I have missed her every time. Any chance that we're going to be able to fit in a lunch together?
Hey, Brenda, that was a lucky escape. No, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
I need you to answer that quickly.
I love it. I think we need to get Jerry to Florida. That's what I think.
Well, I have invited him. Do you know how many times I've invited him? And I've told him that him and Val are welcome. And I just can't tell you how many extensions I've given him about you can stay here. Of course, you know, you might have to stay out in the pool, but you can stay here on the balcony, or you can, you know, I'll pick you up. I'll do anything you want, but he has yet to take me up on it. So that, and I have a beach
I've also explained the logistical problems that that is going to present. So if it was me, then just me, then yes, that would not be a problem. But there are other things that I have explained to you before that would, at this moment, unfortunately, prohibit that from happening.
Well, I've got to pick up another...
It would be different. If it was me, it would just be different. But in answer to your question, are you and Brenda ever going to connect? Not just yet, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, does that mean I'm not going to be here when Brenda's here this coming couple weeks? Or, you know, you did say I was going to fly out quickly. So is it that I'm not going to be here, or Brenda's not coming?
I just, in answer to the question about whether you two are going to be able to meet on a face-to-face level, my guides were saying not just yet. That's not saying it's never going to happen, because it will. But it's just, they just said not just yet. So I don't know what that means. It'll just have to be not in the moment, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, Bren, you know what, girlfriend? You know, I'll pick you up anytime, but, you know, I don't know.
I have to get there.
Yes. Okay. Maybe the same time Jerry gets here. All right. I am going to pick up 201. So I want to thank you for spending some time with us. I know that you never get to do this, which is why I was excited that you could.
Yeah. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. And I love you both. Thank you.
We love you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon, Brenda. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Everybody loves Brenda, too, on the show. And Brenda, we have to look at some dates here because I don't know where we left off. 210, you are on with my magic man, Jerry. Hi.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Jackie.
Jackie. Okay,
yeah.
Jackie, they're showing me, and at me, you know, I don't remember people, but because they don't let me, but Jackie, is this the one, you have family issues about a house?
Yes, and also my brother and sister, their mental state. I'm just trying to understand it from a distance.
Okay, Jerry's sitting right here. So Jerry, can you pick up, I see the house, and I want to see what you're picking up.
Do you have a question, Jackie, that I can tune into?
I keep hearing different stories, and I just want to know, are they playing a game, or are they just really having serious problems? What to do? I don't know what to do in regards to helping them get on their way, and at the same time, allowing myself to breathe. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing, but at the same time,
yeah.
I don't want them to take advantage of me. And
no, exactly. And what I'm hearing is that this is actually it's six of one and half a dozen of another.
Mm-hmm.
The concern that my guides are bringing through is that you may bite off more than you can chew, which, as you said, will be difficult anyway. And it's very emotive and difficult when it's somebody who is connected family-wise, because you want to be able to just dive in and wrap them up in a big security blanket and say, fine, you know, everything's okay, I'll sort it. However, I also feel that some of the things that they're going through are of their own doing anyway. So it's really difficult because they need to get themselves out of this. And I feel that they would rely too much on the energy of others rather than their own. Well, now, we all need help and support. Of course we do. But I feel that sometimes they overstep the mark with this. Yes. So to be honest at the moment, I would say, with the energy of August and the power of August that Bonnie and I were talking about at the top of the show, which is the power of the otter, and it can be quite a strong time for family and family connections, I would say, Jackie, you need to wait until you get a prompt. Now, that could be in a dream that you remember, that you wake up in the morning with. It could just be waking up one morning and just suddenly feeling, I know what I can do for them and what I can't. I would wait for the signal. So at the moment, I would just say, hold on. These lovely people aren't going to sink, because if they were, that would have happened a long time ago. Step back and wait. You'll get the signal as to when you need to act.
Right, because I keep hearing stories from a third party, and these are the very same people who, I mean, they deliberately went out to hurt me. And, you know, I just have a sensitive heart. I realize that I don't want to be like them, but at the same time, I don't want them to manipulate me any further, because everything that I'm contending with that is overwhelming for me was a result of their decisions, not mine. I've had to be reactive instead of proactive.
The tough thing about making decisions with family, Jackie, is learning when to use the word no. And I feel at the moment that's the word you need to use is no, I'm not getting involved.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I was drawn, Jackie, to the card that, you know, when Jerry was saying of the otter, the card that I picked out, and they said, bingo, Jerry, was cleanse your energy. When you release negativity, the answer to your question shines through. And I feel that you're picking and absorbing up a lot of negative energy from people. And so what you need to be able to clean
I know where I'm getting it from, too. I know exactly where I'm getting it from, because every night I literally, when I leave and I go home, I literally have to sit in a tub of salted water and I have to soak and let all of it come off of me. I have to meditate throughout the day while I'm either at work or when I come home to work. I have to, because I know I'm very empathic. And believe me, sometimes soaking it up is something.
You need
I
to
feel
protect
it
yourself.
It's happening.
You after you soak, and then I need to move to the next caller. But after you do your rituals there, which is what I'm hearing, don't you have someone you have go to that you can protect yourself? Because unless I'm wrong, you can avoid some of this by making sure you're protected before you go in.
Well, I wear my stones, certain stones, tourmaline and. You know, I wear stones to be grounded, tiger eye and citrine and things like that.
It's about zipping up your energy. So, Jackie, you need to get a hold of her. You can go to the website of Jerry's website, but you look into, I mean, Jerry, are you picking that up too? You need to be able to, after cleansing and doing all this, you have to zip it up. You have to go and let, you know, your Saint Germain, you know, the purple flame of Saint Germain, or whoever you use, Michael, whoever you your go-to is, to cleanse and then zip yourself, your energy up, call back your energy, clean and pure, and, you know, and then make sure you're protected when you go into places, if you're empathic that way. And, I mean, that's what I'm picking up. You can ask Jerry. Jerry, are you picking that up?
It's very difficult, as you said, Bonnie, with somebody who is so empathic, because although you can, as you quite rightly say, you need to have that level of spiritual protection around you, but you know, it's I know from experience, and Bonnie will tell you the same, Jackie, that sometimes no matter how much we put that into place, if it's meant for you to receive that energy because you need some level of understanding, then fine. But Bonnie's right. Every day, though, you still need to check that you're well grounded, check that you're well protected, and then just continue the cleansing techniques that you use, because yes, of course they're going to help, but you might just need to slightly intensify them on occasion, not all the time, just on occasion.
Okay.
Okay, Jack.
So with the house, Bonnie, because you were about to say something. I'm sorry. You were about to say something before. I'm supposed to meet with one of my siblings on Saturday for her to come pick up some things from the house. What could I do just to keep my energy and just to remain balanced while I meet this person?
I'm going to tell you two things. Stay positive. You know, in the morning, I don't believe in doing it all the time, because then you get into a ritual, but that's all you're doing. But I believe that if you trust your guides and your spirit guides and your stones and your rocks and everything else, that you should, that you do it once, you know, and then at the end of the day. But that's just me. But what I would do is I would keep positive energy. I did pull a card for you, which is pretty unbelievable. I have two roses here, which usually never happens, but I pull both roses. But the one for you was the pink rose. Let your inner beauty shine. You are a brilliant example of God's love. Everything about you is perfect. So let your light shine and inspire others. That means that you don't think you have to do anything except to go in with positive energy and don't let anybody else take your energy from you. Just be positive and shine a light on everything, because it, you know, you can't have dark when light is present. So you need to realize that. Just go in, be yourself. Don't pick up any negative energy and be positive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have.
Okay.
And if they start with negative energy, you just shake your head and say, you know, I'm going to be happy today. If that's how you feel, I'm really sorry. Just go with a positive flow, and you'll see they might be disgruntled for a while, but they'll start acting more positively, knowing that you're not going into the dark places with them, or they'll leave.
Okay.
So good luck, Jackie, and let us know how you do, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Good luck. All right. You're a beautiful soul. 510, you are on with us. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Tamika.
Tamika, how can we help you today? That sounds like a restaurant. Do you work for a restaurant?
Yes. No.
Hi, Tamika. How can we help you? That sounds for some reason they're showing me a restaurant. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know, when do you see me meeting the love of my life? It's been almost 4 years I've been divorced.
Do you have a birth date? And Jerry, what do you need? Need anything?
Date of birth.
6/22/1975.
She just turned a panther.
It's an interesting question. When are you going to meet the love of your life?
Yeah.
First answer is when you let them in. Second
Second
answer. Yeah, but you've these are just people.
Yeah.
None of them
okay.
have been the love of your life.
None. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The second answer is when you have resolved the connection from your past, because I can feel underlying emotions that haven't been released from that yet. And if you're then asking me on a timeline as to when this might be, I would say that you're looking at either late October or mid-November.
Oh, okay. So I still have healing to do. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's
but
what
I've been healing for the
you.
Last, it's been the last 4 years I've been healing and clearing and cleansing. I mean.
Okay. So what time is irrelevant? Well, it doesn't make any difference how long the time length is. It's a bit like grieving. Some people can do it in a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 5 years, never. You know,
yeah,
that's not the important thing. The important thing is that this, I feel, is about divine timing for you.
Okay.
And I feel that the person who is going to have that real spiritual or soul connection with you, their timeline has not yet reached the point for them when they can step out and say, right, this is the time now. So when that is, as I said, is either mid to late October or possibly mid-November, then you see your timelines will cross and connect. That's
okay.
The key time.
I got
okay?
You know, I love that. I have to tell you, and then I'm gonna say that Jerry gave you a fabulous reading, but there's something I want to get
did.
Into. So I'm gonna put you on hold because this has nothing to do with your reading, but it's something
okay.
to do. I want everybody to hear this, and
okay.
he was spot on because everything he said was exactly coming out of my lips. When he was saying,
oh,
okay.
So,
you
okay.
know me, if I had anything else to add, you know, I talk. So, you
yeah.
know, I did pick, he took the words right, you know, I'm hearing the meatball song. You took the words right out of my mouth. you know that song? And anyway, look up meatball, meatloaf. I'm sorry, meatloaf.
Okay.
You took
I know who
the
that is.
Words right out of my mouth. Jerry took the words right out of my mouth, and I have gotten the what I told you I pulled two roses, and the other rose
yeah.
they're looking at me for you is the white rose, and it says it's purification, and he took the words right out of my mouth by purifying
yeah,
your life
right.
of negative.
That's
of
what
negative
I've been feeling
people.
Like I've been. Yes, I've been going through that for the last almost 4 years now, just clearing and.
You know, my daughter would say the same thing. So, yeah, you have to. It's sometimes about, and this is what I'm going to bring up because I only have a few minutes. It's about the other person's timeline. So everybody always says, oh, my, you know, when am I? But you're the half of the other person. So it could
well,
be that the other person's timeline, either he's getting out of something, in something, involved with something, isn't in your space yet, isn't in your town yet, isn't in your energy yet. And so people forget that. And this is why I'm gonna put you on hold because I want to talk to Jerry. But
okay.
this is where the conundrum lies for me. People always say, Jerry, and then I have a question from chat. But people always say that, well, when is it? And you're only looking at one side. Now, we're not, but they are. And they forget that part of them is part of someone else. And their time stream has to be there. So what do you pick up with that, Jerry? I mean, it's a big pet peeve of mine.
So this is where, as you rightly say, it's one person's on a particular path and their timeline's moving at that direction or in that direction on that level, etc. The other person who might be running or who they're waiting to connect with is running parallel to them, but the intersection point hasn't been reached yet. Now,
yeah.
that is dependent on a lot of things. It can be dependent on a lot of things, one of which is this wonderful thing we call free will. Now, because that can alter things quickly. However, looking at how we pick up and how spirit are able to say to us, this is in human terms where we see things coming in, bearing in mind as well that those timelines are not concrete either, but spirit understand that because we have this inquisitive and very inquiring brain that has to know exactly when things are going to happen, not just to the day, but to the hour, the minute, the second, the millisecond, etc., that they do their best to give us the timings that we then are able to share with who's asking, like Tamika, for example. But there are other things that get in, as you said, other things that happen. That person has also has their stuff to sort out. They, you know, they've got their own things to do. But it is when we can then hopefully see those timelines intersecting, bingo, that's when it all takes off. So,
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And in another pet peeve of mine is that, you know, I don't know if I love free will, because I don't know I believe in it, but free will, you have free will, so it could set someone back. And that timeline then meshes. And they have to figure it out. I am really not a free will person. What do you feel about free will, Jerry?
Right. Well, you see, this is where I don't agree, because free will. Okay. I at the moment I'm sitting here as a guest on your show, and you're going to say in a moment, yeah, but we're about to run out of time. But my free will says I could just turn around now, get up, and walk out of the room.
Well, absolutely, but then I would always feel that that was already predestined anyway.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because it's not. Why? It's not predestined. It doesn't have. No, it's called choice. We all have choice in our life, Bonnie. We all have choices. We all have decisions to make, but we all have choices. It's like, should I eat strawberry ice cream or vanilla ice cream?
Yes, but what my big thing about free will is you're going to end up on that same path. There may be five different ways to get there, but if you have a destiny, you're going to get there.
Possibly, yes. Now we go back to something that you were talking about earlier, which is, but what is in your Akashic record?
Yes, I can't wait, Jerry. Get ready, because that's going to be an interesting session. And we're going to bring a lot of that to our audience. So I'm excited about the Akashic Records. I do want to, because we only have about 2 minutes left, there is a question that somebody has asked me. And the only problem is that I don't think they answered the birthday, but I think you already had the birthday. It was Brenda. She had one other question, and what she has said is, if you got a chance to ask, it's something I felt she was going to ask, and that was about Zach. I wanted to ask, but didn't want to take up any more time, but will he meet someone soon? And I think this is her son. I asked about the birthday, but I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Yes, he'll meet somebody. Is it soon? I can't say that I'm seeing it or being shown it being soon, Brenda. They are so suggesting to me that this might be into next year rather than before the end of this. If he's on the wavelength that I feel that he's on, which is finds it difficult sometimes to connect, particularly on a social level or maybe on a one-to-one, I reckon. Okay, and again, this timeline is wide. Apologies. It's between now and February of 2020.
I love that. And I know Brenda would too. So Brenda, you'll have to go back to the archives if you're not listening. I don't know where you are in the scheme of things, but you just sent me this. I hope you got your answer. Jerry, we have 52 seconds left. I always feel a rush to say that, but I want to thank you so much for all the time and everything you volunteer here. I want to tell everybody, please go to Jerry's website. He teaches another big one that I have forgotten to tell everybody because I just get so excited you're on, is that you do teach metaphysical classes. He has classes on everything from every level, from beginning to master classes. So just write Jerry in his webpage, which is senseofknowing.co.uk. It's in my chat. It's also on the show page that for today that you would be interested in. He'll see if he can fit you in somewhere. It's amazing. He's amazing. And he is a master teacher. So, Jerry, I want to thank you. We are officially off the air. Bye. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.